Welcome to your daily devotional, June 25th, a response to complainers. Matthew chapter 20, verse 15. And we'll read Matthew chapter 20, verses 11 and 15 to pull in the context. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16 is the record of the parable of the workers in the vineyard told by Jesus. The landowner represents the Lord in the parable. He goes out in search for laborers to work in his vineyard. This is the call to service, and a reward, a wage, is promised in return. Just as people in the workplace today tend to murmur and complain a lot because of perceived unfairness, so we have the same in the parable. The complaint arose because at the end of the day, everyone received the same wages no matter how many hours they worked. It did not seem fair, yet the wages were agreed upon ahead of time by all. It was the right of the employer to be generous to whoever he wished to. And this same right is ours as well to exercise stewardship of what God has entrusted to us, at least as long as, and to the degree that, we continue to enjoy God's blessing of life with a capitalist economy. Regarding salvation, the parable can be applied this way. One person believes in Jesus Christ as a youth and spends an entire lifetime serving him, but another person accepts him by faith on the deathbed. One has been in the field working for God for a lifetime, and the other just for a momentary season of prayer, confession, and witness. Both receive the same wages, eternal life, for it is God's gift to give the same wage, eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Is God unfair? Certainly not. For the gospel is presented in the Bible that all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. God fulfills this promise regardless of circumstance. Regarding grace, consider how many people were blessed with a generous wage that they did not deserve. In fact, the landowner could have hired nobody that day, and then all would have been in poverty. Some folks would rather that nobody gets a blessing at all than that they themselves feel slighted. Regarding works of service for the Christian, it is for some to have a heavy burden and others less so. Let us never be found comparing ourselves to other workers, but rather let us compare ourselves to the divine worker, and our pride shall disappear straightway. May we be satisfied with the privilege of working in God's field, seeking a soul harvest, and be thinking more about the blessing of working for such a kind master than the rewards he gives, although both are great. I would that I had been saved a year sooner than I was and could have worked longer for the same wage. But God called me out of the marketplace of sin when he did, at the time which he had appointed for me. What is your attitude toward all these things? Will you go to work feeling blessed you are employed today and tomorrow? Will you thank God if you are saved by grace and have the blessing to work for him in spiritual things? Or is your eye evil because he is good?